I measured him, I believe, at 6'3¾", or just under 6'3¾". Not exact, only sure exact 1/8 of a measurement, but it's around there. And weighing at 254.5, arm span or wingspan, I think, was like 179. Arm length was over 30. So I'm sorry, I've been doing a bunch of testing all day. No, I mean, it was really just I woke up, drank a couple Gatorades, and was a couple pounds heavier. So, I mean, I weighed in a couple pounds heavier than I really am, just staying hydrated. But, yeah, I mean, I feel good about it. That's not a conversation I've had with any teams as of yet, but that very well may could be a possibility. I would say ability, my blocking ability, my route running ability, my catching ability. I mean, the team doesn't like me because I'm a quarter inch too small, then, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully another team will.
Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano, podium A. Indianapolis Colts head coach Chuck Pagano, podium A.
Absolutely. I mean, I believe I can. I have a good combination of speed and strength. I feel I'm very physical. Grew up playing defensive line my whole life until I came to college. So, I mean, the physical side of the game of football isn't something that scares me in the slightest. I feel confident with my abilities, and hopefully the team does too. Yes, sir. Hopefully I can keep the trend going. Yeah, I've been working back where I've been training at with Zach Ertz. I mean, he's just giving me a few pointers and just a few nuances I really need to clean up in my game. So he's just really been helping me on the little things. I'm grateful for that. He would say the biggest thing about transition next level is not necessarily about the greatest technique. I mean, at this point, we weren't, you know, no pads. So, I mean, it's mostly just routes at this stage in the process. So we're running routes. He's like, you know, it's not all about the exact technique, you know, breaking down, chin over your toes, pump your arms. It's more about just creating separation as fast as possible. So that's something he really stressed to me, and that's something that teams have been giving me feedback on. So that's something I've been working diligently with him on. Absolutely. When you have 4, 5, 6 other guys who've, you know, walked I'm attempting to walk the same steps that they've already walked. So, I mean, they've kind of given me a great insight on what to expect, you know, how to handle the media when I get here, you know, what the tests are like, how little sleep you'll get, and all that good stuff, all the little combine secrets and NFL secrets as well. So, I mean, they've given me great insight, and I just want to keep learning. Absolutely. I would say it's a little bit of both. I would say, first of all, it starts off with David Shaw, the way he recruits his players. His players that are very intelligent and very passionate about the game of football. And Coach Shaw believed in me. I mean, like you alluded to a little bit earlier, I might not have the prototypical height, but Coach Shaw saw something in my tape that hopefully an NFL team will too. I mean, regarding the offense, I mean, the offense is tailored if you play tight end. I mean, you have to do a great job of blocking. You have to do a great job of running your routes. And the way our offense works, you need two. So, I mean, that's a big part of why we've had so many guys come, you know, to this point in their career, because we play multiple guys on the field at once. So it allows a lot more people than just, you know, your own immediate self to get some recognition. Oh, absolutely. I've been talking to some of the guys who are already on teams. They said the hardest playbook they've learned they already had to do when they were 18 and doing school already. So, I mean, it's a huge leg up, at least from what the older guys have told me. Excuse me? Officially? I'll meet with Steelers officially tonight, I believe. But I talked to them a little bit at the train station the other night. Great organization. Coach JD seems like a real... real knowledgeable guy, so hopefully I can pick his brain a little bit later.
Are you expecting to participate in
Be quite honest with you, I'm not really sure. That depends on what a team's needs are going into the free agency draft process. So at this point, I'm really not sure. Couldn't give you a straight answer. I say I'm more of a kind of a, you guys probably figure I'm more of like a soft-spoken guy who kind of leads by example. But I mean, if and when the time comes, I can definitely, you know, make my presence more vocally. I mean, that's something I thought I really need to work on. I would sometimes be so, you know, quiet. You know, I really would challenge myself to, you know, be more vocal, be more of a vocal leader, Shane Scove type leader, a guy who would command respect and almost put a fire in other people's bellies, want them to play harder and longer through injuries, whatever. So, I mean, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he has the most wins in Stanford QB history over John Elway, over Jim Plunkett, over Andrew Luck, but nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, that guy knows more than anybody. I mean, he's started so many darn games. He can tell you a blitz before it happens. Like, I'll watch film with him. He'll just, I mean, he's not a route runner. I mean, he's a QB, but he'll teach me some things where I've just been like, wow. Just certain little things with timing. There are some cases, you know, in the film where I'd give him a certain look or he'd give me a certain look so we'd be on the same page and see a certain change in the defense and we would just capitalize on it. So, I mean, he's been a great part of my success and I wish him success as well. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't study teams who need him, but I mean...
Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan, table one. Stanford
there he is, boys.
Kevin Hogan, table one.
Sorry, anyways. Yeah, I mean, I take a look at, you know, teams who release tight ends, teams who've, you know, let other guys go, not just cut them, but allow them to hit the free agent market, other teams that have multiple times. For example, Indianapolis has two.
Utah
former Stanford guy, Dwayne Allen, is another guy, and then Jack Doyle, more like an H-back, full-back type guy, is also in free agency. So, I mean, I'm sure all the other times done the same. Just take a look. So when the team talks to you, you can have an educated conversation with them. Yes, sir, I noticed that. And Rob Blanchflower is no longer a part of the Steelers, I believe, too. Yeah, got to do my Stanford thing. I really don't know, to be quite honest with you. It's really dictated on how well I do here at the Combine, how well I do at Pro Day.
When you say how well I do, what does that mean?
How fast I run, how articulate I am in interviews, and how strong I am. Just all dominate all the things that... I would say the 40, especially for tight ends. I mean, I've already weighed in at darn near 255. I mean, I don't think people question if I'm big enough or not. Maybe a little short, but, you know, I can live with that. But it's all about straight inline speed for tight ends. So, I mean, three-cone and the pro shuttle are very important drills. But at the same time, teams want to have a guy who can stretch the defense vertically and attack the middle of the field, which no matter what kind of defense you run, that area and the defense is always open. So,
okay, last question, guys.
Absolutely.
Cincinnati wide receiver Chris Moore, table three.
I mean, until I go there, I can't really give you a gauge per se, but based on what I've spoke to about Ty, I mean, for the offense we come from, it's hard not to be mentally ready. I mean, from that point, it's like, come from high school to college, just picking up the speed of the game, goes up a half a step. The guys are, you know, an inch taller. Guys are a little bit heavier. I mean, physical stuff takes a little bit more time, but I've been fortunate enough to be in an offense with other guys, you know, that you're learning complex playbooks with pro style West Coast terminology. So it allows you to assimilate a little bit faster than your other rookies.
Okay, thank you.
He handled it. I think I could too. Thank you.